Romans 5, one of the great chapters of the Bible. And I know all the Word of God's good. Amen. Some mean more to me than others, the Scripture. You say, why? Well, it's talking to me. Amen. Yes. Romans 5, and we'll start reading at verse 1. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we, notice the word we many times in these Scriptures, he's talking to we. Amen. We is the saints at Rome, as Jews and Gentile saints at Rome he's writing to, whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope. Then he said, and the hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. God commendeth his love toward us, or us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. And so Paul's writing here, if you read the first 11 verses there, he's really writing to the saints in the whole book here. And if you read chapter 1, verse 7, he said, unto the saints that be at Rome. And there was Jews and Gentiles included in that church there, and then people of God. And I'm glad to be in the family today, and the blessing of God from the Lord. And bless his name. Amen. And I thank God this day for you being in the house of God and the family of God. And amen. And bless the Lord, O my soul, he said, and all that's within me. And I'm going to say a few things this morning. I want to say from the Scripture, and the Holy Spirit help me and talk to your heart a little bit. And God, help us, I pray. Lord, help me to say what he wants me to say in the meeting here this morning. I hope you understand some things that I'll say this morning. The Bible was written to the believer, and the Bible's written to us. Now, I believe Paul's writings here, when he wrote this, and you see the word we a lot in the Scripture, that it'd be like he would be addressing us this morning as a body, as we as a body. I want to say this, and listen to me now good this morning about what I'm about to say, and think on it now. The Bible's not our Savior. The Bible reveals our Savior. And I think what we've done in these days, we've misrepresented Scriptures, and we've took the Scripture and misrepresented it to try to get professions. And when these Scriptures were written, Paul wrote to that church there. He wrote for what they needed. God's always wrote for what we needed. Huh? God didn't write for what we didn't need. Every time God wrote something, it was wrote for what man needed. Huh? The brother taught this morning on the book of Revelation. That's what was needed. In fact, he took John by himself and told him, revealed to him these truths. Amen. These is what they needed at the time. Thank God that he gave these Scriptures. It's the greatest doctrinal book to me in the Bible. It's the book of Romans, because thank God he started out amen, talking about he's ready to preach, and then he goes forward. Thank God on about sin. He talked about sin for the first three chapters. Chapter 4, he got on about faith. Chapter 5, doctrinal truths about the grace of God. What is grace this morning? People talk about grace, sing about grace. I wonder if people really know what grace is. To me, grace is the undeserved, unmerited favor of God upon humanity. Amen. That's not deserved. deserved. It's not you. God looked at you and thought, well, he deserves it. He's good enough. He's arrived at a certain place. It's just God had favor on me and on you. Amen. That's the New Testament doctrine. That's what Paul said. That's what Paul, God was taught through the Scripture, the book of Galatians. Thank God, the book of Ephesians. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Amen. God offered his own son one time. Amen. That's the offering right there, friend. The offering of his own son. The blood, thank God they sung about. It wasn't a sacrifice. The sacrifice of Christ. The blood was shed. The blood applied, thank God, is what takes away sin. The very understanding of the gospel in itself. Amen. That God gives to an individual. When he's saved, he don't have understanding. Unless God gives it to him, it's not by education. It's not by some knowledge we have this morning. It's what God does for the individual. For I didn't know God. I didn't know nothing about God. But God knew about me, and God set this thing up to hear the gospel. I didn't understand the gospel. Thank God, but God gave me understanding of the gospel. And that's how you understand the gospel. I think we've learned in this day, friend, how to do things without God the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's the Bible. Thank God for the Bible. Amen. This is the Bible God gave us. And I want to say this. This isn't all God knows. This is what God's led us know. This is what God's enabled us to have. But my friend, this ain't all that God knows. Amen. Brother Wayne Henderson saying, and I believe him. He said there's more said than read. And I believe that. I believe God. Thank God to give us a book this morning that we can read and understand through interpretation of the Holy Spirit. To read, Brother Joe, and understand what God said. It's searching it out. Amen. Listen, it just don't limit God to the fact where he said, seek and you shall find. Well, seek and you shall find. Amen. He didn't, my friend, thank God, give it an easy path to understand or know. We got to seek God. This thing's a revelation of truth that God gives to his son. Amen. You don't get the truth unless God gives you the truth. Amen. You can sit in this house of God this morning and hear me preach the word of God, and you still can leave without receiving of the truth. Amen. It's not. Thank God that the truth's not present. Jesus was present. He was the truth. But many rejected him. Many said no to him. Many said, we'll not have this man to reign over us. He was the truth. Amen. What is truth today? Truth is reality. Truth is fact. Thank God Jesus is the truth. Thy word is the truth. And listen this morning. Somebody said, I got the truth. I got it too. But the truth, friend, this don't reign just in a book. The truth reigns through what he speaks to your heart. Through this book, it's got to be spoke to you. It's not an audible voice. God never has spoke to me, nor you in an audible voice. God speaks through the Holy Spirit. God speaks through the ways of God. It's not just, my friend, you read a verse and said, I'm claiming that verse. It's claiming what God speaks to you about. Even though the Word of God speaks, amen, the Word of God was precious. In the day, they had to have a man of God preach to them. They had to have Samuel preach. Amen. Listen. In the day of Eli the prophet, amen, the priest, thank God, he was backslid on God. He didn't have much to say. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm not giving you an outline and a poem this morning. I'm trying to preach from my heart. And brother, we've gotten such a day of education that we about educate God out of anything anymore. Amen. I'm not the only preacher. Amen. There's a lot of good preachers in this land that God's put here, thank God, to preach and over the world to preach. But I will say this. Amen. I'm not preaching against an outline, but I am preaching, thank God, that we need to give something from the Word of God. And the Word of God's not only the written Word, but it's a spoken Word. And when God speaks to you, it's the only time you can act. And you never heard the audible voice, thank God, but you did hear the voice of God through His eternal Word that was interpreted by the Holy Ghost. You heard the brother this morning. Thank God, he said he made a profession when he was a child, but when he sat on that back row that day and God hit him head on, amen, he said, "You're lost." Amen. Listen, that's the only way you get found. Amen. You can't get found if you're not lost. You got to get lost before you can get saved. That's one of the dreaded words of life in general. It's not good to be lost. Amen. I've been lost many a time out in the world in general, but only been lost one time. Amen. In my friend, my state of condition and sinfulness. Amen. I never really saw how bad I was until God spoke to me through the Word. Amen. Listen, total depravity is total depravity. You say, "How bad is man?" Well, who you going to compare it with? Compare it with me, you're not that bad. But compare it with God and the glory of God, we're terribly bad. Ain't no good in us. Amen. We're sinful. We're depraved. We have ungodliness in us. In fact, he said in the Scripture that we're justified by faith. Thank God, it's not by works. It's not how good you are. It's not how much you attend the church. It's how much, thank God, mercy he has. And he has a whole lot. Amen. Grace is the favor of God on lost humanity. And listen, faith is believing. Amen. Faith is grabbing hold. Amen. That's why we're justified. Amen. That means God said that we're innocent, even though guilty, forgiven, been made righteous through faith this morning. Amen. You say, "Figure it out, I can't," but experience a half. Amen. I can't figure out how the electricity works, but thank God for it. Amen. And you can't neither. There's a lot of things you can't figure out. It ain't figuring God out. You ain't going to ever figure Him out anyhow. Amen. I tell you this morning, He does as He pleases. And He listens. He is bound to what He said. If you want to use that, because He said, the Scripture cannot be broken. And what He said is going to happen. Amen. Listen. Thank God, the only hope you got and I got this morning is the authority of that Word. Amen. That we know He spoke to us, and that's the only absolute I have. The only absolute I got is God. I don't have no absolute in you, and you don't have no absolute in me. But I tell you, you got an absolute in God. That little old girl you're going to raise up, amen, one day you're going to look at her. I ain't got an understanding and say, "Honey, thank God, we believe God." Amen. And He's the only absolute we got in this life. I'm telling you, I don't have no absolute. Am I going to make it till tomorrow? I don't have an absolute whether I'm going to get that virus. I don't have an absolute, thank God, whether I'm going to have money. I don't have an absolute that I'm going to be in a house. I got an absolute, thank God, that He's God. And wherever He's at, thank God, He said, "And the Holy Ghost abide with me." That's the only absolute I got. And the only faith I got. It ain't in man, it's in the absolute God this morning. Amen. That's right, we trust a lot of things. In fact, people trust the newscasters more than they do God. Amen. God help us. You say, "How much you trust them, preacher?" Well, I listen to them. Amen. I mean, I hear what they got to say. I mean, that's the only thing I can go by as far as some of this stuff. Amen. The Bible don't say nothing about some of them. I mean, you can take the Bible and say, "Well, I believe." Amen. You listen, friend, there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a ditch on both sides of the road. Amen. That's right. In talents, I mean, you can use your talents and get in the ditch, or use your talents, thank God, and be liberal with it. It don't matter. It's got to find that place. And that's the thing. Discernment's a gift of God. You got to have spiritual discernment. You got to have the understanding of God. Amen. That's right. If you don't have the discernment of God, then how are you going to know what way the Holy Ghost is going to lead you? You got to have an open heart, an open mind to God. Don't shut down God. Don't put a wall up on God. He knows the best way to take. Thank God, Job even said that. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Thank God, he said, we have access into this grace where we stand. That means, praise God, we got privileges. We've got the access. Listen, friend. Amen. Listen. Thank God, the only ones that's got access to where you at is the ones in your family that live with you that have a certain access. Thank God, to walk into your room and say, Daddy, I need this. Oh, how much more than the people of God have to walk right into the throne of grace and ask Him this morning, amen, to come to Him. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't have all the answers. I'll be the first one to say, I don't have all the answers, and I don't have a lot of answers, but I know my Father in heaven can answer your question. He knows how to help you, and that's why He made it like that, that you can go right into Him and talk to Him and believe Him. Amen. That's right. Thank God we have access to this grace. That grace is the favor of God. It's the, amen, it's the bountiful grace, abundant grace. Amen. He said we got that. He said we know that tribulation work of patience. Tribulation just plain out troubles. You're going to go through troubles in this life. Amen. Buddy, I'm going to tell you, somebody said, well, why would I go through troubles? Because you're of flesh. Amen. Why wouldn't you go through them? Everybody else does. Amen. Anybody says they ain't facing trouble, they ain't been living too long. Amen. Tribulation works patience in your life. It worketh, or it maketh, or brings the past tribulation work of patience. Patience is enduring things. I've got to allow something to be put on you that you can't do nothing about. Amen. Listen, I've always been one that I like something quick, done quick and solved quick. And God showed me it don't work like that. Amen. Listen, there ain't nothing God can do. He can do all things in a split second, whatever He wants to do. That's just not the way God works. God works in the fact that tribulation in your life, troubles in your life. And I know you've been through some of that house and all that. And no doubt you thought many a time, why not pay in for that house? And now look what all of God to do to it. God had a plan. He knew that before He ever got it. Amen. And listen, God knew I was going to have heart surgery before I ever had it. And God knew I went back down there this week. I was on the same floor. Thank God where Brother Randy was. And I thank God for the heart surgery. Amen. And I'll tell you, my friend, the alternative ain't too good. That means you're going to die sometime soon if you don't get your heart fixed. Amen. But I'll tell you what, it helped me. It made me a better person. And thank God it caused me to be more thankful. Thank God for life in general. But I tell you, them tribulation work of patience. There's things you go through in this life you can't do a thing about. And God says, trust me. Amen. Just trust me. One of the hardest things you do is trust God. Amen. It is hard to do. It sounds good, but it's hard lived. Because you want to put your hand in it and try to work it out and do all. And God tell you, thank God you. He said that tribulation work of patience and experience, amen. That's right, experience. Thank God that means He matures you in grace, and then that experience turns into hope and expectation. Ain't no disappointment in hope. Everything we got's in hope. Amen. We're hoping. Amen. We're hoping. The word hope means hope. It means that we have confidence. It means that we have assurance that what we hope in is it's our future. God is going to come to pass. Because we got expectation, and that's what grace does. Isn't it good to be saved this morning? Thank God it's good to be a Christian. It's good to live for God. Amen. How else could you live? Hallelujah. Thank God if you're sick, you can live for Him. Whatever you're going through, you can live for Him. He's God this morning. I can hope in Him this morning. Thank God I got hope in Him this morning. Hallelujah to God. I got hope in Him this morning. Amen. That's right. Hope in His promise. Amen. You know, God's told me this, and I am growing in grace. I mean, I'm growing in grace. You're growing in grace, if you say. And God, you know, things all sometimes don't work out the way you want them to. And I want to go do something about it. And God said, won't you let me do it? Won't you let me do it? And I'm going to tell you what, a lot of times we don't want God to do it. Because we don't know what He's going to do it. Amen. We know what we'll do to do it. And boy, I'm glad my brother's here this morning. We all got tempers. Amen. And the first thing we want to do when something aggravates us is do something about it. And God said, don't do something about it, I'll do something about it. And I'm going to tell you, if a church can forbear for a while in love, if a family can forbear one another in love, that means you put up with one another. You hear me? If you can just forbear a little while in love, God can bring the past great things.
Oh, yeah.
But see, the expectation that we have, we ain't seeing what we expect, what the hope is. And we hope, amen, we hope. Oh, it's good to have hope. Hey, God, I hope. I've got hope in it's coming because it is a blessed hope. I got hope in seeing God do some things in my life and my family's life and the church life. But it's hope, amen. And hope make them not ashamed. Don't disappoint. The Holy Ghost shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Given in us. That word shed means it burst. It sheds. It comes out. Amen. The word shed. Think about that. The word shed. It sheds. Amen. You ever thought about that? Shed. Jesus shed His blood. He didn't spill His blood. It didn't happen by accident, son. He willfully laid down His own life. He willfully. Listen, and when we was out strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Yet he was maybe a righteous man or a good man, but He said Christ died for the ungodly. That means, listen, I love you. You was created. Hey, man, you're on the second row. You get to preach to you today. He'd been here since he was born. I saw a picture of me and you the other day. He was sitting on them steps over there and you was about probably five. Hey, man. Make me feel older. God help, I've been here a while. One of y'all ain't thrown me out. Amen. Listen. And you got hope. You got some hopes and some desires. But listen, that little girl is a cute little girl. Amen. She's come from the Lord. You and your wife. And I hate to bring this news on to you, but you already know it. All creatures of God that's been born in this world are born not like God inwardly. That's why you'll tell her one day, don't do that. Because she wants to do it. Amen. That's why my brother's here this morning. I'm going to get him while he's here. That's why he got by more than I did. No, I deserve more spankings. I mean, I really did. I doubled him in spankings. I really believe that. You say, why? I was worse. Amen, but we're all worse. There ain't nobody better than anybody else. No, in no wise, he said, it wasn't nobody better than nobody else. Amen, we're all worse. We're all created. Amen, my friend, in the image of God for our spirit life. But we all have sin. So he said, we're all, listen, I know it's strong. People are just changing the Bible to make it sound easier on people, but we're all ungodly. Why would you die for an ungodly man? If you took the most ungodly person you knew, you would not lay down your life for them. You wouldn't lay down your life for a good man. You listen, he said, Perbeth, you're a good man, righteous man. You ain't going to lay your life down. Now, there are some daddies and mamas this morning, I believe, and some grandparents that wouldn't lay down their life, amen, for somebody in their family. But you're not going to lay down your life for somebody that's a criminal. There ain't one of you that'd walk up there in Raleigh at Central Prison and walk in there and say, would you please let me take the place of that man there on death row? You would not do it. In other words, listen, government set up by God, He said to execute wrath again them that doeth evil. But thank God for mercy. Amen. Listen, why you and me both sometimes say they ought to get what they deserve, just remember we didn't get what we deserve.
Amen.
You hear me? That's right, buddy. I'm telling you, we live in a self-righteous church age. And everybody's wrong but me. But I'm telling you, friend, if it had not been for God, I'd be in hell. I'd be headed to hell. It's the mercy of God, friend. It's the mercy of God. It's the mercy of God this morning. Right. He said, how bad was you, Brother Hyde? As bad as you could get. Say, I'm not that bad. Well, you never have saw yourself. The Holy Ghost light shines on you. You'll feel like you're the worst man ever lived. Amen. Now listen, I want to give you this. Now, why I said the Bible revealed to us is what gets hold of us. The Bible is not the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. This is what we know about Him. This is what we preach. Thank God for the Scripture. And listen, Romans 5 and 8 is a common verse used amongst people trying to, quote, win people to God. Let's go over the verse. But God commendeth, or manifested, showed. God commended His love toward us. Us! That don't mean there ain't going to be other people getting in. They will, but they'll be us. God commended His love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, we're all sinners.
Amen.
That's a bad word in something. If you went in some church and said, you're all a bunch of sinners, they'd say, what's wrong with that man? Buddy, in a real church that's got God in it and knows where the Holy Ghost is convicting them, and you said you're sinners, you'd say, He's right. In fact, the Bible said Christ came into the world to save sinners. Amen. Thank God, Sister Barbara. God came into the world. He sent His Son into the world to save sinners. He said God committed His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And what that's saying to me is that's an assurance verse to the people of God. Amen. If you want preaching in context and true interpretation, that verse is to the saints. And the next verse talks about being justified by His blood. We shall be saved from wrath through Him. The atonement, the sacrificial death of Christ, the blood that was shed had to be shed because that was the only way God would... That's the only thing God would receive. He had to shed His blood. Brother, listen tonight, this morning. A man that don't believe the shed blood of Christ, he can't be saved. Because that's the only way a man is saved. Thank God, the shed blood, without the shed of blood, there'd be no remission. There's got to be shed blood. Thank God, the first man that ever, my friend, sinned, Adam, God had to shed the blood of animals to put skin coats on them. Amen. The blood has to be shed. That's why we rejoice in the blood of Christ, because it is our sacrifice. It is our atonement. It is our salvation, because without the shedding of blood, there'd be no forgiveness. What forgave you, Brother Keith? Christ forgave you, but He used His shed blood to wash you. Christ forgave you, but He used the shed blood to wash you. The Old Testament didn't wash sinners. It covered sinners. Because they was blood of animals. It was blood of goats. It was blood of calves. It was the blood of them animals that could not take away sin. They only lived in the promise. They lived in what they saw ahead. They lived in the prophecy. They lived in what God said. Amen. They lived through the prophet's words. But we don't live like it. We live in the New Testament. The New Testament. Listen, you wouldn't get upset at me if I said... Everybody's saying, I'm an old-time Christian, are you? I'm a new-time Christian. I'm a New Testament believer. Have you ever got hold of that, don't you? I'm an old-time Christian, are you? Why do you want to live in the old? Praise God, I'd rather live in the new. The new's better than the old. Amen. Everybody talk about old-time, why don't you keep your old car? Why don't you keep everything that's old? Said, I'm an all-time Christian. Why don't you still go to the outhouse? Right? Well, I like new stuff, don't you? But I'm telling you one thing. I like the New Testament. I like the New Testament. I like the new thing. Amen. I like the new, praise God. Jesus, take God as the new. Amen. He always has been. But brother, when He came in the world, thank God He had a way that was new to mankind. Amen. Right. He's the new and living way. Amen. The new's better than the old. In the Bible. It is. That's why, praise God, the blood of Christ is new, thank God. Amen. He was a lamb slain before the world began. It was in the mind of God. It was set forward. In time He came and died for sin. Amen. But listen, thank God, when the blood was shed on Calvary, amen, and the temple was rent into a twain, thank God, everything become new. Why, He cried, "It's finished." He said, "It's finished" on the Day of Atonement. I don't know how many lambs they brought, Brother Joe, to on the Day of Atonement. Them Jews come up there on that Day of Atonement. But I know one thing. It was more than one. There was many lambs. It could have been thousands, I reckon. And this is what somebody told me. I'm just repeating what they said. I've never read it. But somebody told me they read that on the last one, before they killed that last lamb, they said, "It is finished. This is the last one." But really, the last one had not yet come. The last one came, and on the cross of Calvary, when He hung 6 hours and stretched out arms, He cried, "It is finished." Listen to me. If I could get you out of your churchianity and preach the truth to you right now, salvation's in a person. Salvation's in Christ. Salvation's in what He done. It's not your religious ways. It's not how good you are. It's not how many times you attend something. It's all in the finished work of Christ. Amen. Thank God. That's why it's got to be grace. He's full of grace and truth. That's why we joy in God through Jesus Christ. We reconcile to God. What's the word reconcile mean? Well, reconcile means that God, Jesus Christ, put us back together. That's what He done. You were separated from God. Jesus Christ put us back together. That's why you pray in His name. That's why you're saved in His name. That's why everything you do is in His name. Because He's the only one that can reconcile a sinner back to the Father and make them at one moment. That's why you have access this morning. You're at Galatians. I got to slow down and quit here, but reading the book of Galatians. You see, people don't want the Bible the way it is. They say, "We believe the Bible, do you?" You know what Paul said when he came to the Galatians? They thought that man was so sent from God. They said, they received him as an angel of God. Notice, read it for yourself. I'm not telling you something ain't in this Bible. There ain't but one Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, "Hey, you receive me even as Jesus Christ." In other words, listen, what he's saying is there, they so believed that he was from God that they believed he was sent by Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. See, a lot of people just think the preacher's up here just talking and preaching, you know. But really, if you get down to it, a man sent from Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, what would Jesus say if he is here? What I'm saying to you? Amen. Hey, I'm preaching His words. He's already said it. Amen. The epistle was written to the Romans. Amen. Paul is the one that pinned her down. Probably why he was in Corinth. Amen. He never had been there apparently. At that time he went there. But the thing of it is, brethren, listen this morning. He's preaching to them and everything's through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. Thank God for this building. I'm glad for the building. But brother, if Jesus comes back, this building ain't going nowhere. That's right. Praise God. Get in this here. When you leave today, when you get in your car, you as much to church. Now you're not with the assembly, but you're as much to church as you are sitting on this pew.
Amen.
That means that when you come in the back door, that you don't put on a robe and a garment and say, "I'm religious." No, you're saved. You're saved. That's because God commended His love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Made us a new creature in Christ. Put us in the family of God. Thank you, Lord. I would have never known you had it not been for Calvary. I never would have known any of y'all probably. Besides my family back there, my wife, anybody in my family. I don't know one of you I knew before I got saved. Trying to figure out this thing here. I don't know. I look across this car, I don't know one of y'all.
I don't want y'all.
Now listen, I didn't come one day. I didn't think of this one day when I was 29 years old when I started pastoring. I didn't even think of it. I was so young. Thought I knew everything. Didn't know nothing. Amen. Now I'm old. Don't know nothing. Amen. You don't learn to live till it's time to die. You ever thought about that? That's right, ain't it? Amen. Listen, friend. He'll say, finally, thank God I finally learned some things. About time to die now. I didn't think about this. I didn't think, no, wait a minute. I'll meet Joe Catney and Keith Redmond and Cody Honeycutt and Jeremy Robinson and Danny Blackwell. No, I didn't think that. You know what? I just thought about time for me to go preach. And then God says, I'm going to build my church and put some people in there. Give you somebody to preach to a while. Amen. Then we'll know one another through the cross. See, I would never known Brother Beach back there. That's the first time I met him this morning when he walked in the door. Amen. What about that? Met Brother Beach and lives in the mountains. Amen. About that. I like him. Amen. He's a good brother. His family come with him. Never met him. That's the joy of being saved. What brought him here? Jesus. Amen. Meet him at Walmart. I meet a lot of people at Walmart. Ain't no connection. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Amen. But the connection is through the cross. That's why we're here. It's a body. It's not an organization. It's a body of believers that meet together to worship the Lord. That's what it's all about. Amen. But I'm glad I know my Savior today. Amen. They say, preacher, can you make it without the Word? Well, He is the Word. Can't do it. He's the Word. He's the living Word. I don't say this, I'm through. He's everything. Amen. Is He everything to you? Is Jesus everything to you? He's wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the Savior. Thank God. Let's stand this morning. Thank you for coming.